Good morning and welcome to all of you. My name is Bob Morgan. My amateur call sign is K8RBV. And we're here, hopefully, to talk by way of amateur radio with the International Space Station. The station is in orbit about 220 miles above the Earth, and there are three astronauts currently on board it. What you're looking at on the screen is a computer tracking of the position of the International Space Station. They're currently out over the Pacific and making their way generally in the direction of University School, which I hope you can see is marked on our map as well. We are scheduled to begin a conversation with them at about 12:15. The program you're looking at is called NOVA, and it will also tell you how far away they are, at what time we're going to have AOS, that's acquisition of signal. It'll tell you what elevation above the horizon they will be at, and other information, if you're interested, you can watch and see. Now, we're going to watch that little circle, which is the area of the Earth that the astronauts 24. Can see and have radio communication with. And as it gets closer to Cleveland, we'll be ready to start calling 25. Them. I'm going to call them by using their amateur radio call sign. All amateur radio operators are, or pardon me, all astronauts are amateur radio operators. And they're using a special radio call sign aboard the amateur radio station, aboard the space station, which is NA1SS. So you'll hear me calling and using that occasionally, calling NA1SS. And I'll be using my personal amateur radio call sign, K8RBV, as I call them. The space station is going to pass over us for a duration of about 9 minutes. They rise above the horizon. They're traveling at 17,500 miles per hour. And so they're actually above the horizon for only about 9 minutes. And during that 9 minutes, we hope we're going to have every one of the 12 fine gentlemen seated on the other side of the stage. We hope that each of them will have a chance to ask at least one question of Sunita Williams. If we have time, they'll ask two questions. They're prepared with two. Sunita Williams, currently on board the space station, is a native of Euclid, Ohio, and she asked that we make contact with University School, and so it was arranged to do this. Sunita Williams knows one of our students. Riley Lowndes is one of the young men who's going to ask a question, and Riley already knows Sunny, as she's known. We'll try to get as many of their questions in as possible. Sunita Williams is now a famous astronaut because she's already set a number of records. She has already been in space doing space walks. Well, it's kind of not the right name because, as you guys know from assemblies, you can't really walk. But she's been in space in the space suit longer than any other woman astronaut. And she's involved on the space station in a whole series of experiments, scientific experiments. And if you know anything about experiments, you know that experiments sometimes succeed and sometimes they don't succeed. We're doing an experiment today. We're trying to find out if amateur radio equipment, not professional equipment by a huge agency, but if amateur radio equipment can make contact by radio with astronauts aboard our space station. We believe we've got it set up just perfectly. We think this is going to work just great. But it's an experiment. Something could go wrong. If it does go wrong, well, we'll talk to you about a few things. We'll try to pass the time in a meaningful way. And I think in a worst case scenario, we'll have to redo this again sometime after our vacation. But we're very optimistic. Most of the time, this kind of experiment with amateur radio works very well. You should know that what we're doing here is being broadcast, at least the audio, my voice, the voice of our students over here, and the answers from Sunny Williams, astronaut on board the space station, are being broadcast by a worldwide amateur radio system over the internet and other ways called Echolink. And so we are now worldwide in our scope. During this time, and I'm going to ask right now that anybody who has a cell phone do what I'm going to do right now, and that is, if you can, unless it's an emergency, would you please turn your cell phone off? We would appreciate it because we don't want any RF frequency to interfere with the radio work we're doing. So we're going to pause for a minute. If it's an absolute emergency, please set it to vibrate, and if you have to answer it, we'd appreciate it if you'd leave the auditorium. Again, please leave it on only if you feel it's an emergency and it's absolutely critical that you have it on. When we actually begin the radio contact, it'll be noisy in here. You'll hear the background static of the radio frequency, and it might be a little bit uncomfortable. And especially when we first make contact, but perhaps throughout the whole thing, you're going to hear the voices of Sonny Williams and maybe the other astronauts from 220 miles in space by way of radio. You may have to listen very, very carefully to make sure you understand everything. We hope it'll be very clear, but you'll want to be ready to listen carefully, and we will ask you to be very, very quiet, especially during the actual contact, so that we can hear what's going on. It's radio, and it's not radio like you're used to listening to. All right, this is an amateur setup. We expect good results, but you'll help us out by being quiet. You should know that an awful lot of work has gone into developing this setup today. A lot of people, and a lot of people I want to thank. First of all, I want to thank almost all of the university school faculty members. They put up with schedule changes, changes at the whim of the schedule of the International Space Station, and have just been very helpful and cooperative. I thank all of them. A number of people on the stage I want to mention and thank. First of all, back behind here, I have Sam Naylor. He's in grade 8. Sam is up here because he's the winner in the Design a Button contest that we had, and he was offered the opportunity to be up here close to the action. I think we gave many buttons out. I don't know if we had enough for everybody. So thanks to Sam. I also want to thank Kurt from Warren Roofing. Warren Roofing does very high roofing work, and Kurt sent out his crane so we could lift all of the antenna equipment about 60 feet up to the top of Conway Hall, giving us an unobstructed shot, if you will, at the sky. So thanks to Kurt. Want to thank Ross Duncan, Tim Klein, Lou Carter, and Gary Warchok, all of our buildings and ground staff. They've worked very, very hard to help me make this happen. A special thanks to some members from the NASA Glenn Research Center Amateur Radio Club who are gathered here. I have Alan Tucholsky, Tom Somsack, Glenn Williams, Mike Robertson, and Glenn Lindemoon, all here from the NASA Glenn Amateur Radio Club to assist and help out, and they've provided an enormous amount of help. Eddie Stevens, who was our network engineer here at the school, has done an enormous amount of work, as has Dan Grossman, who's back at the board today. They have been extremely helpful. It took a lot of people spending a lot of time to try to get all of this put together. Also would like to thank Mrs. Godenschwager in particular. Her students put together the model of the International Space Station that blesses our stage today. And you should know, if you don't, that Mrs. Godenschwager's classes are part of an experiment on board the International Space Station. They are studying nematoids. It's a kind of worm that's on board the space station, and they're doing some things with it. The phone in the background is our contact to NASA with the controllers and people to make sure that everything is going okay. Excuse me. Okay, we're working on the phones back here. There is a gentleman in charge of this whole contact. He remains in phone contact with us to make sure that we're all on the same page and that this will happen. I think the next thing to do as we come up within 5 minutes of this contact, and forgive the phones, that's our attempt to communicate, I think the next thing we're going to do is watch that little circle as it crosses the United States and approaches the Cleveland area. All right. When the boys come up to ask questions, you'll hear their questions through a microphone set up here in the auditorium, and you will also hear the answer through the radio and out through our loudspeakers that Sonny, Sunita Williams on board the space station gives. And so you should be able to hear it all. It's being recorded, and we'll have copies of it available later. We're within 3 to 4 minutes of the contact, so I'm going to step aside here. I'm going to assume my position here, and we're going to watch the little circle crawl across the United States. They are moving at 17,500 miles per hour. Wish us luck.